Okay, fine. Mel and Andy are going to talk more about the sort of practical experiences that they had, and as you know, last year, for those that were here, I did a little bit about the experiences that Michael and I and Rachel have had last year. So I thought perhaps I'd just reflect on the differences that I noticed and the development that I saw this year compared to last. So last year we just went for the 1 week, and it was a completely new adventure for Duncan to do this feeding program over a longer period of time. And besides doing the cooking for these 5 days for the week and a little bit of cleaning and tidying, we were more involved with some visits and sightseeing. We actually had time off last year. Rachel and Michael ended up going to a funeral with Duncan. So we did lots of sort of different things. But this year was rather different. We arrived, Duncan picking us up from the airport saying, "Well, you've just had health and safety inspectors, so I don't know whether the feeding program's going to be on." So I'm thinking, great. I've just sort of collared all these people into spending their money on flights to come over and do all this work, and it's not going to happen. But anyway, so that was the first change. And then the Thursday morning after we arrived, we had this, Duncan and Cindy had this meeting with the health and safety inspectors, and we then had this long list of things that needed to be done. And it was a very short deadline and timescale that they wanted to work done in. So there was a lot of quick thinking, fast decision making. And in the end, it was sort of DIY, building petitions, painting, lots of cleaning, which tended to dominate our time there this time. There was more cleaning as well because Vladimir, who works and lives at the hall and does most of the work there, is on his own now. He did have another brother there last year, so we did notice that, you know, he was struggling, so there was more to do in the hall. And we'd also gone out with the idea of having a slightly more ambitious feeding food program than last year, so that required more hands on deck, but of course we didn't have them because everybody was busy doing all the building work. So that was sort of the differences in the workload and our general sort of experience. But I wanted to talk also about the development that I saw within the ecclesia, within the meeting. Because last year, the brothers and sisters, when they came, and most of them are brothers and sisters that come to the feeding programme, seemed quite disparate and wary and sad and isolated, many of them. And when they came, there was a sort of mad dash for the food line when the food was being served, and there was a sort of an intensity about where they were in the queue and where they're going to get food and whether was there going to be enough. There sort of seemed to be a lot of a sort of angst or anxiety underneath the surface last year. But I have to say, I was really delighted. It really sort of moved me and was really pleased to see how much they had grown together. It felt like a real community this year when I went back, of like-minded and caring people, of brothers and sisters. I really felt there were more smiles, laughter, warm conversation, seemed to be more mixing within the group. There seemed to be less desperation to get to the front of the queue, as if they could trust and have knowledge that there would be food and there would be enough and that the portions would be the same, that obviously their previous experiences had now built up this trust that it was all going to be okay. So there was a sort of more calm sensation of feeling. And even in the queues, you know, there are one or two, obviously, which is part of the teaching and preaching program, is that new people come along, and we did see some quite desperate, obviously very hungry, generally men, who wanted to get into the queue at the front. And I think last year, I don't think anybody would have given way, but this year on 3 or 4 occasions, people stood back and allowed them to come in front of them. And I just thought it was the sense of being aware of other people's needs, not just their own, and showing compassion. And as I say, I really thought that was really wonderful, and it felt as if, I think we've been at the hall about, what, 4 years now, Duncan? Yeah. And it really felt as if it was a coming together of people. Well, they say to talk about things in threes when you do these effective speaking courses and stuff like that. So we've looked at differences and we've looked at development. So I wonder what other D I could think of. And I thought, oh, yes, of course, dates for next year. things have still got to be finalised, of course, and we don't know. Christ may well return in the next 12 months, God willing. But the plan is to do this feeding, winter feeding and teaching program again next year. At the moment, the idea is for only 2 weeks in February. But the suggestion is that perhaps larger groups go out, of perhaps six, something like that, so that we can be involved in more varied work. because this year, I think, I don't know about the others that went out, but certainly for Martin and I, we felt quite cloistered in the hall this year. You know, I didn't get out to do any sort of pastoral care or long deliveries or anything like that. So, and it is nice to sort of get out there and feel the real world rather than just being in the hall. But obviously there will be further consultations, and I'm sure by September, October, we'll know much more about the programme and whether it can be extended or whether we might do something different on top of it. So I haven't actually been asked to do anything for next year, but I'm sure you could either get in contact with me or Duncan or whatever, and I'm sure if you're in touch with CareLinks, you'll know they'll put out adverts or whatever saying volunteers are needed. So I'm hope you're going to hear some interesting reflections on the people that went out for the first time this year, and that more will be encouraged. So three of us went out last year. 10 went out this year, so we're hoping for many more next year, but only perhaps. Okay, one and a half minutes.